benefit of Mr. Kite.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, this is take one.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Frank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. When Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Bing bing, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
See you. Who the mashed potatoes? By Nat Kendrick and the Swans, also known as James Brown. Caught it back in 1958-59. Wasn't released until February of 1960 off of the Dade label. Because of contract things, James Brown couldn't use his name, so they was credited as Nat Kendrick and the Swans. Played that because my brother said, hey, how about something for Thanksgiving? So it's like, what do you play for Thanksgiving? I was like, hey, mashed potatoes. Nights of Fuzz, Flesh Tone Saved My Life, single off of Carlton Records back in 2012, because as we played The Rooks, A Girl Like You, and I heard that riff going on, I says, I've heard that riff before, and I figured it out, it was Flesh Tone Saved My Life. Alice Cooper, Elected, off his compilation Mascara Monsters, the best of Alice Cooper. I believe that song is like from 1973. I gotta look it up and adjust the playlist here. Because remember, get out there Tuesday and vote! Beatles, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite off the Sgt. Pepper's LP, 1967. And at the little beginning there, as John was saying, you know, for the benefit of Mr. Kite. And the guy came on and said, for the benefit of Mr. Kite, take one. And he said, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Because that's the name of the song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. All right, enough for rock and roll history there. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs with the original version of Louie Louie. I got to look up that year, too. Didn't get in the computer. You know what happens when you eat too much on Thanksgiving? You get tight pants. That's a hint. Hint, hint.
This is called tight pants, everybody. Let's take one. Is everybody ready? Well, all right. One, two, three, four!
About same music, different lyrics. We'll be right back.
If you're a liberal defeatocrat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it. So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Bass.
Fun.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. Got that, pedestrians? When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. Just like the cyborgs there in, I remember Courtney Love's name, now I can't remember this one. Buck Rogers, I think that was it. Or was it Duck Dodgers? In the 21st and a half century. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. Even when they don't look up from their phones and they just step out in the street, you gotta stop. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. Life-saving message from your friends at WMFO and Miffin 91.5 FM. And we heard from Billy Bob, who's probably just loving politics these days. Loving it. Wonder where Billy Bob is. Maybe he's in the White House helping that guy. Let's see, I'm going to do another PSA here. It says fast-paced donations. I got to click that up. Let's see what it does.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect.
Yeah,
we're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
I thought, oops, no, wrong. I thought it was supposed to be fast-paced. Hey, I just found this one. I have no idea what I said in this one. But it says Strike the Box Donation, PSA. So let's try that one.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? We're all volunteers here at WMFO, and we don't have much money. So we'd really appreciate it if you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $5,000. You can send a tax-deductible check made out to the trustees of Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Mass., 02155. Or you can go online to WMFO.org for more information. Thanks so much.
Shazam. Naru.
Wow, I made that like I think in 2008. I completely forgot about that one. I did the zip code like, remember Zoom? 02134, send it. Never mind. I gotta tell you what we played. We finished up with some Who. Yes, believe it or not, we finished with the Who. Armenian City in the Sky from the Who sellout 1967. And I think there's a loose wire somewhere. Hold on! There we go. I think that was written by the roadie of the Who, for the Who. Iggy and the Stooges, two songs, Tight Pants and Shake Appeal. Both the same kind of music, different lyrics. The Fools. No, I didn't play The Fools. I accidentally stopped them. I think they'll be coming up soon. Here's some D-Day. I can't tell you the song, but here's some D-Day. Coming up next. I'm Chris. Strike the Box.
Thank you.
heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make. But let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! Rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along. We'll be right back.
Something completely different.
But I left behind the man I used to be. Everything he believed and all that.
There we go. There's my background music. It's like, hey, what happened to my background music? It kind of like went away there. Found it. Roulette. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. A song about Three Mile Island Meltdown. Recorded that way back in 1979, but didn't release it until like 88. And then back on the tracks box set and River That Ties It Binds or whatever it's called. Anyways, I believe we started out with D-Day. Too Young to Date. From 1979 off a compilation called New Wave Dance Hits. Just Can't Get Enough. Jackie Brenston with his Delta Cats. Rocket 88. 1951 off of Sun. Rumored to be the first rock and roll song. One of the first. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I don't believe in because it's just fixed, has listed that song to be as a nomination for like induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with a bunch of others. I'm not even going to mention because if this song doesn't get in, since it's like the first rock and roll song, then it just goes to show you that the place is a total sham, which it is. The Litter, Action Woman, from 1967. The Monkees with an alternate version of Valerie from the Missing Links CD. Dr. Speck's Optical Illusion with She's the One from 1967 off the Flambeau label. And yes, Halloween is over, so it's time for Christmas. Yeah, I know. What? Yeah, what? So I'm going to play the first Christmas song this season on Strike the Box. Yep, it's going to be wicked early this time. So it's coming up next here. And just deal with it, okay?
I found the brains of Santa Claus underneath my bed. They were in a pickle jar. I wonder if he's dead. Oh, they smell like dried up tuna and look more gray than red. I found the brains of Santa Claus. I'll bet you that he's dead. Yes, he still may have a jelly belly and a big white bushy beard. But without that gray stuff in his head, he would act kind of weird. I found the brains of Santa Claus. His wife may want them back. I'd send them to her COD. The zip code's all I lack. They really aren't much use to me, except serve them as a snack. I found the brains of Santa Claus. It's strange, but it's a fact. Santa Claus underneath my bed. They were in a pickle jar. I wonder if he's dead.
Oh, they smell like dried up tuna
and look more gray than red. Yes, I found the brains of Santa Claus. I hope he isn't dead.
Oh, you know what that means. That means I got to collect my CDs, LPs, and everything else I have in the P's and get on out of here. My time is up. Hopefully you like today's show. We just finished up with some Dead Kennedys. California Herbalis from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, 1980 off of Cherry Red. We started things off with some Jason and the Straptones with I Found the Brains of Santa Claus. Got that off a compilation. I'll have to do some research on that and add the year that was put out. It was in the early 80s. I think Dr. Demento played it a lot of times around Christmas. Fools! The Fools! It's a Night for Beautiful Girls from Sold Out and Heavy Mental. 1980-something. The Norvins, I Feel Pretty. So pretty, witty, and wild. No, the name of the song is just I Feel Pretty. From Turn Around With, off of Sound Flat Records. Just didn't give me a year, so I'll have to look that one up, too. Well, that's it for me, kids. At least until, not next week, but the week after. I hope to be back here again. Zach will be in next week, so make sure you tune in Thursdays at noon to listen to Zach next week, and hopefully I'll be back in 2 weeks. And then I think we all eat a big meal the next Thursday. Eventually, I will post the link to the archive and the playlist up on the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group, so you can check it out, see what I played, and listen to it again if you'd like to. And did I tell you that we won the World Series? The Boston Red Sox did? In case you didn't know, we did win the World Series. So I do think I'll play an appropriate song. No, don't worry. It's not, you know, the Red Sox win or whatever that's called. I don't know. But it's something from the 60s from a group from L.A. or California. At least from California. I don't know if they're from Los Angeles or not, but they're definitely from California. So I gave enough away. That's coming up next. Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend.